listening to the Baby Your Baby podcast with me, Jade Elliott, where we talk all things pregnancy, children, and parenting. Don't forget to subscribe and share with your friends. Baby Your Baby is a KUTV2 news podcast and is sponsored by Intermountain Healthcare, Broadway Media, and the Utah Department of Health. You're listening to the Baby Your Baby podcast with myself, Jade Elliott, joined today by Dr. Sean Esplin, Senior Medical Director of Women's Health at Intermountain Healthcare. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Talking about a very important and pretty hot topic right now, of course, in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic and being pregnant, talking about the vaccine and if you should get it. So what kind of information can you share with our listeners helping pregnant women decide if they should get the COVID-19 vaccine?
So it turns out that the vaccine is going to be a very crucial part of our strategy to overcome the pandemic. And so it's important for us to understand whether the pregnant women should be using the vaccine or not. We don't have a lot of information about the vaccine in pregnancy, mostly because only a small number of pregnant women were included in the trials that tested the vaccine. But what we do understand about those who were included was that we didn't see any unusual side effects in pregnant women. And we expect the type of vaccines that we have right now to be as effective during pregnancy as they would be in other non-pregnant people who received the vaccine. There are currently some trials going on across the United States that are enrolling pregnant patients in vaccine trials that may provide more information. But the results of those trials are not going to be available for a long time. So I think it's reasonable for pregnant women to consider receiving the vaccines that are available now because they should be safe and effective during pregnancy. The type of vaccine that we're receiving right now is something called an mRNA vaccine, where we take a small little piece of what a virus uses to create a protein in our body. And we're not actually injecting the virus itself, but we're injecting this little messenger RNA that our cells will take up and actually use to create the viral protein for a short period of time. That protein in our body then elicits the immune response. And then when we are actually infected by the virus, we already have antibodies that can quickly and effectively prevent the infection from occurring in our body. So this mRNA type vaccine is a new platform, and we don't have a lot of experience with during pregnancy, but in animal models, it has been safe. And the way that this works, it would be expected to be safe. This doesn't cross the placenta, shouldn't cause any problems for the baby, and should be an effective thing for pregnant women. So really, it comes down to pregnant women making a personal decision about what's best for them and weighing the risks of them getting COVID and the benefits of potentially avoiding a COVID infection.
What are some of those factors that might influence them to get the vaccine?
So I encourage all pregnant women to talk to their physician or midwife and kind of go through the risks and benefit. If someone who is pregnant is works in a situation or is unable to be socially distanced. So if you work where you're exposed to people a lot, if you're one of the essential workers, like a teacher, or working in other places where you're constantly around people, you're more likely to be to come across someone who's positive and be infected. If you have a high risk condition that would make COVID worse for you. So if you're overweight, if you're over 35 years old, if you have diabetes or high blood pressure, if you're a smoker, if you have pre-existing lung disease, those things I think would make me feel like getting the vaccine to avoid an infection would be a real benefit. So people in those situations, getting the vaccine is probably the right thing to do. Now, if you're a young, healthy person who don't have any of the other conditions that I talked about, and you're able to stay out of the public so that you're not being exposed to a lot of different people, and you are consistently using your mask and you know, hand washing, then you may say, my risk is really low, and you may choose to wait. However, because of the prevalence in our community right now, because the positive rate right now is over 25%, it just makes sense, I think, in our community at this time to get the vaccine, because no matter how much you're able to isolate, it's likely that someone in your circle might be infected, and there's a risk of you becoming infected. So at this point, my own personal thought is, because of how common this is in our community, at this point, it probably makes sense to take the vaccine when it's offered to you.
Does it matter what trimester you're in?
That's a great question. No, it doesn't. It doesn't matter whether you're thinking about getting pregnant, if you were to become pregnant shortly after getting the vaccine. First, second, third trimester, it doesn't make a difference with this type of vaccine. So that's reasonable at any time.
And like with most vaccines, there's a quote-unquote side effect, whether it's a sore arm or a little fatigue. Will pregnant women see those side effects?
Yeah, so pregnant women should expect to see the same side effects as someone who's not pregnant. So I'd expect that about a 4% rate of people having fever. There can be soreness at the side of the shot, even a headache, fatigue, maybe some body aches. The second injection actually has a higher rate of that. You know, as many as about 15% of people will have a fever after the second injection. And, you know, more will have those other aches, soreness at the side of the injection. And that's the same for pregnant women. So you should expect to experience that. If it's worse than you expect, then calling your doctor or your midwife, treating with Tylenol and monitoring for symptoms is also reasonable.
And even after getting the vaccine, you still recommend wearing a mask, practicing social distancing, the hand hygiene, all of that.
That's exactly right. So the vaccine will help to lower your risk. You know, the studies are saying that after the first injection, your risk of getting an infection if exposed is less than 50%. But after the second injection, it gives you 95% protection, but it's not 100%. And so you need to still take the same precautions.
Yeah, absolutely. But Dr. Esplin, we so appreciate your time and kind of walking us through this. I know it's a question a lot of women have right now, whether, like you said, looking to get pregnant, are pregnant, you know, going through that season as we're in the midst of a pandemic. So we appreciate your time so much.
Thank you.
And again, that was Dr. Sean Esplin, Medical Director of Women's Health at Intermountain Healthcare, talking about being pregnant and getting the COVID-19 vaccine. And that concludes this episode of the Baby Your Baby podcast. Thanks for joining me, Jade Elliott, and our guest for this week's Baby Your Baby podcast. If you have a topic that you'd like our Baby Your Baby experts to discuss, leave us a comment and don't forget to subscribe. Baby Your Baby is a KUTV2 news podcast and is sponsored by Intermountain Healthcare, Broadway Media, and the Utah Department of Health.